What drove the comeback there about 10 minutes ago?
Mo's line. You know, we needed them to come up big at that time of the game, and they did. Got on their heels a little bit with that third goal that went in off of us, and we didn't play very well for a while after that. And then we gave up that breakaway, which never should have happened, but it did. But give the guys credit, they bounced back. They battled back in the last 10 minutes. We had them on the run. We had more than enough scoring opportunities to win that game tonight. We got four goals, and four goals should be enough to win the game. But you give up a breakaway and you give up a 2-on-0 against that team, that's not part of the game plan. Trust me on that one. But they're fast. Like, that's the fastest team we've played in a while. So we give them credit. Like, they were really, really on top of their game tonight. So give them some credit on that. It's unfortunate we didn't get that extra point.
Overall, do you consider it a good result or a bad result?
It's a good result because we fought back after being down 2 in the third period. That's a good result. The bad result is that we were down 2 in the third period, so it's a little bit of both. But give the guys a lot of credit because there's a lot of fight. There's a lot of heart in that room and a lot of belief that we're a good hockey team and that we can come back when we're down like that. So you look at that power play, that save that goalie made on Mo in front of the net. There's a difference in the game right there, right? So give the goalie credit. We had the game right there. And then the goalie made that big save on Mo and you lose it. So again, we're happy that we're able to bounce back, and we're not very happy with the fact that we gave up 5 goals.
There's been so much talk this year, much of it before you got here, about this team not being able to hold leads in the third period. How much does a game like this kind of go in the memory bank, and knowing that you can't come back in games?
Since I've been here, listen, I find it a very confident group. I know, like, we went into the third, and I said, we've been here a lot since I've been here, and we're going to be here a lot more in the next 20 games. That's the reality of the situation and the reality of hockey at this time of year. Just get comfortable playing it. Now, that third goal, that's the way things have been going. We usually put one in our net lately, so that went in off of us. But, again, when you're down into the third period and you can come back like that, that's a pretty good sign. That's a really good positive sign.
In overtime, is that as simple as a new guy that's only had one morning skate with the team?
No, I mean, he's a veteran. He knows how to play a 3-on-3. So, that's got nothing to do with the weather. 3-on-3 is man-on. You don't have the puck, it's man-on-man, no matter who you're playing with, no matter what. That's what this league is. It just becomes that. So, yeah.
A couple of the guys had mentioned that the overcapacity crowd was a factor. I have to imagine tonight's probably the loudest you've heard Nationwide Arena. Can you just talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, at least the fans were fantastic tonight. They saw a great hockey game. That was a little bit of everything out there tonight, but it was certainly entertaining. The crowd is loud. It's been like that for 25 years that I've been coming in here. We needed to hear that cannon one more time. But no, the crowd was fantastic, and you could hear on the bench, you could feel it on the bench, and the guys responded. They were great. Give them a big applaud to us for us tonight because they helped us out.
Mark, Rick, how correctable were the mistakes on the breakdowns and the goals tonight?
I would say pretty easy, to be honest with you. That's just a complete system. Guys just making the wrong read. I think they're very correctable.
Thank you.
Box forward, swing forward. Practice at noon. Be in the ice house tomorrow.